Today, I want to talk to you about a really disgusting habit. I want to tell you why dogs eat their own poop, and there are many potential reasons. And I also want to give you some great strategies for how to prevent your dog eating their own stool. It's a disgusting habit for so many reasons. You just have to think, oh, they go out there eating that, and then they're wanting to come up and play, jumping up, trying to lick your face. It's grim. But there's definitely things that we can do, and we can explain it so it's not much of a mystery, and that can help us understand why these things are working. But before we get started, if we've not met before, I'm Dr. Alex. You're listening to the Our Pets Health podcast, where my aim is to help you and your pet to live a healthier, happier life. I release a couple of podcast episodes every week, and I'd love for you to subscribe so you don't miss out. And if you subscribed already, if you could take a couple of minutes after listening just to leave me a review, it would mean so much and help more than you could imagine. But let's get into today's episode. And one of the great things about kind of doing what I'm doing is that I get to collaborate with some great people. Now, I have to say, I didn't think that dog waste removal services was something that people did full time. But Jason, who you'll hear from in a minute, reached out wanting to collaborate and wanting to bring you guys some really valuable information. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you find it interesting. And let's get into it.
Why does your dog eat their own poop? Now, it might seem like a mystery, but in this video, we're not only going to discuss why, but we're going to discuss how you can stop your dog eating their own poop. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex from Our Pets Health, helping you and your pet to live a healthier, happier life. And in this video, we're going to discuss this really disgusting habit. So it's actually quite common, and that problem is dogs eating their own poop. Now, it might be a complete mystery to you, and you might have tried a number of strategies to try and stop your dog doing this, but thankfully there are a couple of reasons that we think that dogs eat their own stools, and there are some great strategies that we can use. So in this video, I'd like to introduce you to Jason Smith from Petcore Professional Pet Care, and he's going to talk to you all about why dogs eat their own poop and how you can stop your dog eating their own poop. So without further ado, it's over to Jason.
Hi folks, Jason Smith here from Petcore Professional Pet Care. Thank you, Dr. Avery, for this opportunity to talk to your audience today. You know, for over 11 years, I've been helping people improve life for their families and pets. Petcore does this with our dog waste removal service and pet sitting service. Today, I'm here to talk to you about coprophagia. Now, coprophagia is a fancy word for a very disgusting habit that many dogs have: eating their stool. As disgusting as it may seem, coprophagia seldom does any harm to your dogs. But what causes it? There are three main reasons for coprophagia in dogs. Number one is medical, number two is behavioral, and number three is nutritional. Let's take a moment and examine the medical issues that may arise that cause coprophagia in animals. The first reason is exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. The second one is pancreatitis. The third one is intestinal infections. The fourth one is malabsorptive syndromes. And the last one is overfeeding, especially foods that are high in fat content. Now, because of these medical issues, the very first thing you should do when you first notice that your dog starts eating its waste or the waste of another animal is to talk with your veterinarian. Now, I am not a doctor, so I cannot go into great detail about these issues, but I'm sure that Dr. Avery can go into much greater detail than I regarding these medical reasons. Let's move on to the behavioral reasons. Now, there are many behavioral reasons that are hypothesized by experts in the field as to why dogs will engage in coprophagia. The first behavioral reason is attention-seeking behavior. Some dogs, when they don't feel like they're getting the attention that they need, will start eating their dog waste. As a result, owners will often correct them, and this negative attention is still attention to the animal. Some people would suggest that you should simply ignore the problem in hopes that it'll go away, but we will talk about some other solutions later on in this video. The second behavioral reason is mimicry. This is a learned behavior for some dogs. Some dogs that spend time in a shelter situation may observe another dog in the shelter eating its waste or the waste of another animal. And as it notices this, it picks it up and adopts this behavior as its own. At home, if you're a good pet owner and you clean up after your dog every time it goes, there's a good chance your dog will begin to associate this idea that when the waste comes out, it gets cleaned up. And so by understanding this, your dog will begin to help keep the yard clean in the only way it knows how, which is eating the waste. The third behavioral reason is maternal. Now, this is an instinctive behavior of mother dogs. They will intuitively clean off the bottoms of their pups and keep their nesting area clean. Doing so keeps predators at bay, because as a mama dog, we certainly don't want predators coming into our nesting area while our puppies are vulnerable. The fourth behavioral reason is dominance behavior. So some dogs are trying to assert themselves as the alpha dog, and so what they'll do is they'll adopt the attitude of, I'm top dog, so I'm gonna eat your waste. And that's how they will assert their dominance over non-dominant dogs. The last behavioral reason that dogs engage in coprophagia is reinforcement behavior. Basically, what this means is that the dogs begin to develop a taste for the waste. Dogs will begin to eat their waste. They'll develop a palate for the waste. And once they realize that the dog waste is actually pleasing to them, they will continue to do it because it lights up the positive reinforcement centers of their brain, and they continue to do this behavior somewhat compulsively. Now, the final reason that dogs will engage in coprophagia is nutritional. What this means is that you may be feeding a low quality food, or it has inadequate nutrition for them, or it's simply an unbalanced diet altogether. What you can do is upgrade your food to make sure that your dog is getting all of the nutritional requirements that it needs and that it has a balanced diet. So what can be done to stop coprophagia? There's no one reason that anyone seems to agree on, but one that absolutely works every single time is to clean up after the dog. Why does this work? Well, first of all, if there's no waste in the yard, there's nothing to tempt your dog to eat it. So it's very important that if you want to stop coprophagia, that you clean up after the dogs every time they go. When I used to work in a clinic many years ago, we would get the question all the time about, what can I do to stop my dog from eating its waste? And vet clinics do have some products that they can give you to help make the waste unpalatable. But what is often cited as a means to make waste unpalatable is simply adding meat tenderizer to the dog's food. Other things that you could add to the dog's food to make the waste unpalatable is pineapple or pineapple juice. Now, there's this other idea about making waste unpalatable, and that is simply running out into the yard and sprinkling hot sauce on the waste. Now, let's be honest. If you're gonna take the time to go out in the yard and sprinkle hot sauce on the waste, wouldn't it be better to just clean it up instead? Now, like I said before, coprophagia will seldom do your dog any sort of harm. But there's one thing that all pet owners need to be worried about, and that's parasites. Now, if you take your dog for a walk along your neighborhood, or you take them down to the dog park and your dog engages in coprophagia by eating the waste of another animal, your dog could come in contact with parasites such as roundworm or hookworm. And in the case that your dog is eating your cat's waste right out of the litter box, there's a chance that your dog could become infected with a parasite known as Toxoplasma gondii, which causes the disease toxoplasmosis in your dog. In light of this, it's often suggested that you train your dog to avoid the waste altogether. So if you notice that your dog is going towards waste, they need to know the leave it command. You can teach them leave it. It's going to require a great deal of persistence on your part and consistency over time to teach them this command so that they do not go near the waste. When they listen to you and they do not go near the waste, you need to reward them as positively as you can. It would not hurt to also add a recall command into the mix. Now, if you don't know how to do this, my recommendation would be to work directly with a professional dog trainer. Well, I hope you found this video to be very helpful in solving your dog's nasty habit. To find out more about PetCorp Professional Pet Care and what we're doing to improve life for families and pets, head on over to our channel and check us out.
Okay, so big thanks to Jason for all that great information, and I'm sure a number of those strategies will really help you stop your dog eating their own poop and really get to grips with this disgusting habit. If you've got any questions, then please leave me a comment down below, and also make sure that you check out Jason and Petcore Professional Pet Care in the link that I'll leave just down here somewhere. And until next time, I'm Dr. Alex from Our Pets Health, because they're family.
So it's not the most glamorous topic in the world, but it's definitely one that a lot of dog owners will ask themselves at some point in their kind of dog ownership journey. And I hope that those strategies will really help you get to the bottom of it and stop it becoming a really ingrained, troubling and problem behavior in your dog. Make sure you check out Jason. I'm going to leave links in the show notes so that you can go and see what else he's been up to. He's got a YouTube channel with some great information on it. And until next time, I'm Dr. Alex. You take care.